Everybody, we're here, and you're there, or you're there and we're here. Everywhere. So today is Monday, and thanks to Larry, our date keeper, Monday the 23rd, April 2012. So we can start here with maybe an emotional clearing here for everybody. You have a situation that you'd like to have released from you, just that one situation. Think of it right now. And I'll just count to five to release it. So you have to think of something to judge yourself on whatever occurrence happened to you that maybe wasn't too favorable for you. But you have something or somebody into their life with a load, you know, their basket full of goodies, which might be too wonderful for you, but maybe them, they need to get rid of it. So, a bag of stuff too, you know. Here we go. Think of this here and release it. Here we go. Counting to five to get it out of your life right now so it's not going to torment you because it will come back, remember. Seeing your life recycles. Here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Think of another one if you would. Maybe that's energetically connected, corded to somebody else. Maybe they started the chain reaction, so you're still involved now with somebody else you don't even know. This other person got maybe dumped on or something. Here we go. We'll do the other energy here. They'll probably connect it to you, maybe an energetic cord, possibly. Here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. We'll do it one more time, and then what we'll do is a cording sample. What we have tomorrow night at 5:30 is $20. These energetic cords from you on our 5:30 Pacific Standard Time. So here we go. Taking off the first cord from that person, and they could have more than one, but we'll just get rid of that cord that came along with that situation. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. That one's released. Now we'll release the cord that somebody you don't even know probably gave you. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Okay. So we'll see if our co-host is on and around. Are you out there? Happy?
Hi. Yes, I am. Hi, Ron. Hi, everyone. As Ron said, today is Monday, April 23rd, 2012, and you're listening to bbsradio.com, Creation Lightship Healing on Station 1. And we do take calls when Ron answers your questions about the divine healings and other relevant matters. The toll-free call-in number is 888-627-6008. And there are other phone numbers on the Station 1 listing on bbsradio.com. So, Ron, we have some questions in the fast chat right now. Should we take them, or do you have some other announcements to make?
Let's see here. Yeah, we have our next 8-hour call coming up on Sunday, getting rid of the visible, energetic, alien critters that are lurking inside of you, using you for their food source, experiencing their life in you. That call is 10 o'clock Pacific Standard Time. It's an 8-hour call. It's once a month, or the series once a month, is 28 hours of healing. Our final one for this month coming up here. Oh, I guess back to you, Kathy.
Yes, well, Sunday we had the intensive, the 8-hour intensive, and that's where the Creation Lightship takes us up and removes the energetic densities that we all hold, and spend quite a lot of time going throughout our entire bodies, just really cleaning out and clearing out. At the same time, we can ask for healings on particular areas that we have a concern with. And the reason we do this is so that we can make more room for our spirits to be held within our body. It's very healing so that we can have more spirit in our body. And then when we have more spirit in our body, we can have more of a healing. And they just sort of work all together that way. And so Sabin's asking, how can we have more spirit? How do we get to be our spirit to be more proactive in our life? Well, we have to have more spirit, first of all. And so maybe, Ron, you'd like to address that question with some of the healings that we do and some of the practices that you offer.
Yeah, so basically, most people have very little spirit percentage with them. And remember, you're living on mainly mind energy. Living in mind energy, then the body kind of goes for the ride of what your mind would like to do. Very much so like going to Disneyland, we'll say. Go there, and which I haven't been there for years, decade or two, but basically you go there, and all of a sudden you read the literature, look at the different captions of what you can do and the program guides, and then automatically you decide what you want to do, and you're actually probably forcing your body to do something that it doesn't know anything about what you want to do to begin with, but your mind is forcing the body to walk there to experience that. So for Disneyland, that may not be quite that bad, you know, because it may be a lot of fun for people. But then what happens, you know, you take another scenario where somebody says, we're going to take you on a guided meditation, and we're going to go to a place that it's very wonderful, but maybe it's a trip to hell. You don't realize that, but the words all sound good. Much like these practitioners that I've seen at the expo speaking in ET languages. They're smiling, and the audience in front is smiling. You don't know what they're saying to you. Oh, and they say they're channeling, giving you a blessing, you know. And so body is there, probably going, oh, shit, what's happening to me? What's this mind doing to me? Because the mind is controlling the body, wanting my body to stay here. You have all this stuff done to it, some other foreign language that's not even on this planet. So that's kind of how this is. Now, the question was, how do you become more, say, spirit enlightened? And, yeah, that would be to have more of your spirit with you. And how does your spirit express? Well, it experiences in the moment. It'll express things in the moment. But when you're in the mind, you're not in the moment. So I guess the question then, the real question is, I want to become more creative with my spirit. How do I do that? Well, I want to first get your spirit back to yourself so that you have enough to work with. Like I say, most people are probably 20%, if that, in their bodies, and that's only on one particular timeline, and that's just a small part of you, because they take that 20% of you that would normally be there all at once, probably divide you off into 1,000 timelines. So you don't have much with you. That's the problem that people have here, is that they're not empowered by their spirit, only because spirit is not here. You want to do clearings to get rid of the darkness out of your body, which houses and holds your spirit. Because your body is a temple for your spirit. Like I said earlier, what has the mind done to the body to fill up the different little cubby holes that the spirit could be? So the mind actually chased out the spirit through thoughts. But when you are in the moment, then you're dealing more with your spirit energy, and time will slow down or stop for you. That's basically it. And your spirit is not necessarily going to guide you in the right direction. Some people think that if they're full of spirit, they guide it. Well, your spirit is non-judgmental. It'll go for any kind of ride. It'll do what it wants to do, what you want to do, because it doesn't control anything. There is some fine lines there of what the spirit can and cannot do. But basically, it's there to help protect your body from alien invasions. But as people have denounced their spirits by not connecting to their spirits, then all of a sudden you lose your spirit, and the alien, the agenda outside of yourself, wanted energies are going to be connecting to you. So hopefully I answered the question kind of in a roundabout way there. If you'd like to call in and ask some more questions or something else on the fast chat, that would be fine too. Main thing is, your spirit is a non-judgment. It's just here to create things. That's what it's here to do. To be able to create and to live here in a body. The body should be peaceful. That's the bottom line. Back to you, Kathy.
Yes, and Ron, you do have on your website, creationlightship.com, some wonderful audio samples that one can listen to learn more about what you just said about connecting to your spirit. Right there at the very top, it's called 5-Day Sample Healings, and you can click down, a box drops open and gives you some exercises and some shows to listen to from past shows that give information about the mind-to-heart drop, how we drop our minds down to our heart, and how to increase your life force energy, what that's about, and how those go together with connecting to the spirit and being with our spirit, more of our spirit with us, and how to be in the present moment, a tutorial. So this is what it's about for us, to be in the present moment, connect to our heart, be in our spirit, and have the spirit be integrated into our bodies. That's why he does the clearings and has so many shows and does so much for us, including the weekly clearings, the conference calls he mentioned, and the ascension preparation calls on the weekends. So we have one more 8-hour call that's going to be on April 29th, and that's a Sunday, and then we'll start again probably around May 13th or so, that Saturday. And then go into May. So for those of you who like to plan and prepare, these are ongoing. And you can always find out more about them if you lose track of what I'm talking about on the creationlightship.com homepage where it says special weekly clearings. You can click on that. It takes you to a calendar, or right at the top it says, please check upcoming events for more information. And that's how we sort of stay in touch and keep track with what Ron's offering, because it is quite a lot. He does it all for us, and there's so much more on the website that I can't even talk about right now on this in a few minutes that we have here, because we have people in the fast chat who are asking questions and some other things to discuss. So, Ron, another question that came up that was kind of interesting is that someone named Kynan Nu is asking what clearings would be best to calm the mind chatter, the voice in our heads.
Voice in your head, typically you want to do the mental clearing. That can help you out a lot. Mental one is what you normally do after you've done the emotional. These are whole lifetime clearings. Remember, you want to get rid of past that you live because it's still living with you. Lifetime. That's why you want to do whole lifetime clearings. So first do the emotional one, whole lifetime emotional. Have the half price special up. So if you do one for regular price over $100, and the next one is half price. Just then do the mental one. Those are that are basically needed. We should have the 4-in-1 session, able to connect with your home base energy and your twin flame energy. That's what it does. Remember, your spirit is only in your heart, and you never hear it until you go there. So you could be living life a very, very calm manner, but still using your mind. You'll never connect to your spirit. So your spirit does not ever talk to you. Go to the heart center to do that. Otherwise, you could become tripped. That's the reason. Not going to venture out of your heart to go into darkness to look for you, because it doesn't want to do that. Go to your heart, find your spirit. Other than that, everything that you get coming to you, information, etc., will be from the mind energy. That could be anything, life form talking to you. Is he from this planet talking to you? Or it could be some alien race on the Beyondo. Connectors on top of your head, connect to your brain, talk to you also. Nothing like that. Want to go to your heart to get peace. Oh, what I will say is that after all the programs that I have now and the different events, I decided to just continue doing the Q&As on Wednesdays and Fridays. So you can still use the email clsquestions@yahoo.com, CLS questions with an S. Send your questions in there, and we can do these questions on different video programs. So that would be the best thing. My time is kind of and getting out there more, and that's just be 2 hours less where I can have some downtime. So, everybody, just send your questions to clsquestions@yahoo.com, and if you want to be listening to one of the programs, at least write down in the subject category what program you like the question answered, and we can do that for you on the date of that program. Oh, back to you, Kathy.
Okay, thank you for that answer and update. And Connie was asking if that mental clearing you mentioned, the whole life clearing, would also calm voice chatter.
Normally it does. I'll do a sample of that for you.
Thanks.
Let's see if you have any voices talking to you right now. It'll be the mental clearing. Oh. No. We also have a mind loop clearing, which similar type of clearing, but it's for repetitive thoughts. They even have maybe a barcode, a problematic event barcode coming up. I don't know, but we'll just do the mental one here. So one, taking away these that are talking to you right now, maybe, or ever since this show started. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven. Feels very heavy. Seven, eight, 9 and 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 and 10. Hey, hope we got a beep. Are you out there?
Yes, I'm Larry. Hi, Kathy. Hi, Ron.
Hi, Larry.
Hi. Yeah, I had a question for Ron. Ron, throughout the Bible, they talk about the ransom sacrifice, that they want to kill a sheep or a lamb, or they want to kill a person or make them suffer for you. And then if they suffer for you and you kill them, then you can be released from your sins, and they pay for it by their suffering. Then you don't have to solve your problems. Then you can go to heaven. And they got this concept all throughout the Bible from cover to cover. And to me, that'd be like if you go out and kill a frog and put him on the end of a stick and shake him at the moon 5 times, then you're forgiven for your sins, because the frog suffered for you, and you don't have to pay for your own problems. You can play hooky from your own problems. You get off the
hook. Like a responsibility,
and,
huh?
And then you get to go to heaven. And I'm wondering, doesn't a person get a dark energy from that practice?
Well, yeah. You know, you're just passing the buck, giving it off to somebody else or something else energetically. Remember, it's still mind energy, so using your mind, thinking that you can be absolved of your sins, whatever you want to use that the word from, maybe to have better crops, et cetera, by on a sacrifice. And the aliens probably would like you to do that because, you know, they want to eat and get the energy from the suffering of what you're trying to kill, along with all of your energy and enthusiasm that what you're doing to be compensated for by them. So you're really excited that by killing something that you're going to have and reap great benefits. Yeah, all that is, look at it for what it really is. It's definitely human, sacrifice and kill something. Quite interesting.
Okay.
That's done a lot in the New Testament also, or just the Old?
No, it's in the New Testament too. They said the old one, it was the animals, and Egypt, they sacrificed the firstborn. The angel came to sacrifice the firstborn for punishment. And then Abraham and Isaac did it. And then the Israelites had to kill from their firstborn sons, their armies, all their enemies. And God said in Genesis 11 and 12, you must kill your enemies. And that's they have to suffer for you for your sins. You must kill them. And you don't have to pay for your own sins, or you don't have to make peace with one another, but they have to suffer for you, was God's concept to the Israelites. And in the New Testament, it was like the Jesus of concept, of course, that they changed it to the Jesus concept that he'd have to suffer for the sins of humanity. But they keep on, it seems like the sacrifices, the suffering that never stops by the judgments they carry in the churches and all, in the religions, they never seem to stop the judgments, and they keep on scapegoating on other people, but they never have learned just to make peace and work it out with people and accept the light. They never seem to have learned that.
Yeah, that's a good one. I wonder if after they did a sacrifice of, say, a lamb or something, if they actually ate it afterwards.
Well, I know they did sprinkle the blood of the lamb in the front of the Holy of Holies, and they became holy because they didn't solve their problems, but the lamb suffered for them. The poor lamb had to suffer for them. They became holy and purified by not solving their problems, and they got to go to heaven then. And the Holies of Holies redeemed them, and it doesn't make sense to me.
Holies of Holy, huh? I wonder what that would be. Very interesting.
Right.
About the Holy Spirit.
Yeah, that was the tabernacle and the Holy Spirit and the tabernacle and the God Spirit that was there. And they carried the tabernacle around with all four poles, this metal object they made, and they carried that all throughout the desert to, I think, from Mount Sinai to Israel. And the Holy of Holies that they made from the gold and silver that they got from Egypt. And it was the tabernacle where God dwelled, who made these judgments against other people.
That sounds like a big crock to me.
Okay, all right.
People believe weird stuff, you know.
Yeah, right.
You know, everybody could have that. That's why I have the slavery clearing on the website. Uh-huh. You could have been one of those people there, cutting the throat of the lamb or something, one of your ancestors a long time ago. Remember, it's still with you. So this could be maybe why you're in trouble today, too. We put up a slavery clearing that can help you to get rid of some of the energy out of body so that not acting with the slave energy, having something else controlling you. We have that clearing out. Yeah, it's weird what people believe and think. Not be responsible for themselves. They can give it to somebody else. A lot of churches believe that today. Thank you, Larry. Very interesting.
Okay, thank you, Ron.
Hey. Okay, Kathy.
Suddenly, a lot of questions are popping up in the fast chat, different subjects. But first, I want to mention that Mike P. Appreciated the mental clearing. He says some anguish is lessening. So that just goes to show you how quickly the sample clearings work and how you may just need to get the whole life clearing if you haven't already and enjoy that kind of relief all the time if you need it, because life here does cause us much anguish. And Terry is asking to explain the body jump start. I think she means the body jump start special clearing. So I could go ahead and do that if you'd like.
Yeah, the body jump start is for help to work with your different body systems. I don't have it up in front of me, but it is pretty nice and extensive clearing process where you do many different types of clearings.
I have it here. I can
if you want to indicate the different sections, that would be fine.
Okay, let me see here. There's five parts to it, like you said, and there's two whole life clearings. Hold on, I just had it here. Now it's disappeared on me. The whole life clearings are mind of the body clearing, infection body clearing. So that clears out your whole life. And then there's three other clearings. One of them is blood and circulatory system clearing. The other is magnetic and twisted body alignment, which clears 108 of our bodies, all the bodies, and realigns the spirit. Then there's the extensive body system rejuvenation that we've talked about on the last couple of Mondays. And I do have the blood and circulatory system up, which we also talked about that one too. But it's really nice because it lists some different systems: circulatory, muscular, nervous, bone, skeletal, and lymphatic system, much like what the light beings do for us on the light ship. And then there's four steps to clear those. So it's really very thorough. And then the magnetic and twisted body is... Oh, go ahead, Ron.
That's good. Yeah, I was going to say the magnetic twisted body is very good. For CMD, yeah, just send me an email when you want to do another clearing or two, and we'll just do a one-for-one on what you've had in the past there for half price. So if you had two, maybe I can give you a free clearing if you wanted to do it that way too.
That's great.
Or something out, but first works. Oh, let's see here. Question from Steve, New York, New York Steve, or City Steve. Yeah, that's better. So here we go. Clone versus real clone. Okay. Oh, the clones. First of all, fortunately, people do not hold their consciousness very long here. A couple hours, maybe a month. And then that's when you're really here. And after that, then you replicated, and the real you is like, in a sense, taken apart, disassembled, and little pieces of your body, which would be spirit energy of your body, is then used to energize another replica body of you. And then they do the same thing to your spirit, whatever they can find of that, and put that little piece of you back into the replica body. So that's how that works. Now, how many replicas do you have a day? Typically, I would say about every 10 minutes you will change replicas and a new one comes in. How do they do that? Well, why do they do that? It's not how. How doesn't mean much at all. It's why. And why is because these thousands of alien races, thousands, not just the one that you've heard about, are wanting to get your energy. And like I said, because they live in mind, they can tune into you to see, you know, what type of problems you're having, your anguish, you know, are you upset, are you in physical pain? Whatever the body is having, a lot of times it's emotional, through mind energies, will emit energy from it. If you're peaceful, maybe sleeping, you're probably not going to have much of a field around you. But when you wake up and you know, worry about doing something, then all of a sudden you're emitting an energy, and that can be tapped into. So they can put cords into you, in a sense. And because, you know, you have so much energy in your body that the dark side doesn't have, where they don't have spirits, then all of a sudden you become a very precious being to them. They want to replicate you many, many, many times on parallel lifetimes. So let's just say that you have a situation of a headache, and you have the headache here, maybe you banged your head against something and it hurts. Not only do you have the pain, but maybe your body now is getting a lump on it. So all of a sudden you have a couple problems, and the alien races go, this one's a live one here. Well, one alien race has you on a timeline which is duplicated, and you could be duplicated 1,000 times. If you're really ripe for them and you emit a lot of energy, going to keep creating timelines of different alien races all the time for you. So when we do the timeline crashing, number one, you can help yourself to get off of a timeline with a particular situation that you're dealing with. That one situation may actually leave you and you may feel better. The other way is to, which is different, but it's still helpful greatly, is to actually get rid of the clones somewhere in your body, these replicas of you, and make you human here. The timeline one gets rid of all they can on these given timelines, but you don't really typically come back physical here 100%. will be taken off of those timelines. And naturally, you know, since you're dealing with one clone after another, and each particular clone will pass the baton on, we'll say, to the next clone that's coming in. You go through that maybe a couple hundred times. Well, if all of a sudden the clone at the very end, you do the clearings, it doesn't have any problem or situation because you got rid of all the timelines. Well, now it's gone. They cannot put a replica of you in your space where you're sitting or standing or whatever with that particular situation, because that situation may be gone because you crashed the timelines on it. That's kind of the way it is. But once that storyline gets started, the baton gets passed on to the next clone and the next clone and the next clone. And actually, if it's a big event, you're going to have a lot of alien races wanting you. You are their best friend. You're giving them food. You're the candy. And so getting rid of the timeline crashing with the particular emotional situation that you're dealing with might be gone completely until you get upset again. Otherwise, they may keep you stewed up all the time, you know, in the pot of soup here, and you become their favorite stew again. So you want to get out of this situation. On the replica clearing, what we do, the decloning, that clearing we do on Thursdays, we select different locations in the body where the clones can actually come into you because they want to experience that energy. So like if you have a problem with, maybe your hip hurts, or you're having an immune system problem, a lymphatic system, maybe your lungs have congestion, well, they can be bringing that to you because you have that here. All they're going to do is replicate what you have here. You get rid of all the timelines, put that on there, and all the clones, and all of a sudden you become real, you may not even have that problem. They created it for you from just one situation that you experienced here. You get a lot of mileage out of that situation. You could be out there 1,000 timelines with a headache. Wonder why your headache's not going away, because they keep reinforcing that on you on the timelines. Often it in here, like a copy and paste. You do the call on Thursdays, $20, then you're able to get rid of some of this stuff and you become more real. The real you comes back here after we get rid of the clone parts of you in that particular situation. The more you come back, the more you have a better consciousness here, where you're supposed to be. The two clearings would be timeline crashing, which we don't do on conference calls. I might do it off and on, but typically not. But that you do yourself, online healing. And from there, well, the other one is the replica one, which we have on Thursdays. Just did courting. We do that call tomorrow, all at 5:30. Friday, we do entities. So back to you, Kathy.
Oh, thanks, Ron. It looks like Stephen New York had another question on the same topic. It looks like he knew a real clone that may have passed away, because he's asking, is it possible for a real clone to have a spiritual clearing after death?
Probably not, no. Okay, so I didn't talk about that. So we're just talking about human clones, like all your neighbors, relatives, okay? And like everybody you see is going to be that way. A real clone, one that has no spirit energy in the body, and they are a clone. And the clones can go up and down, I'll just say from the basement here, and they go up and down, and they can have new ones put in their place of the old ones. And a lot of times, fortune people, they'll actually put a clone in of that person, because if they did something that was improper, society didn't like what they were doing, or different groups of people, we'll say, then those groups of people would actually get upset. What would they be doing when they're upset? Using mind energy. Mind energy, she do, puts out the negative vibrations. And so all of a sudden, if you had, 10 million people thinking bad thoughts about you because you did something that wasn't correct for them, that would probably actually kill that person with psychic attacks. So they like to put clones in place of these people. So the true clones are not affected by any psychic energies, as they are like a robotic life form, but they do look real, and they do bleed and have everything else done. Plus, they're probably having those timelines definitely watched very closely. Sometimes clones age, and then a new one pops in, and you wonder why that person looks 20 years younger. And that's because a new clone is here. Fortunately, the older clone probably maybe either reworked over again, or they maybe just destroy the clone. I don't know yet, but I'll be doing clearings for the real clones, because their lifespan may not be very long if a new model comes out. So I'll be able to put a spirit into that clone, and also a spirit into that body, and then they can become human again. Or not again, but become human from the creation that they were created from, going from darkness and bringing them back into light. They're living on a planet of light, although they may not realize that. They may not realize it here because it's all messed up here, but this planet was created in true light. So that's the difference. And the other clone people and stuff that's controlling you, the aliens out there, same thing. Some have spirits, and probably most do not. But if you look at the Earth here, were to look at the way the Earth is, you would assume that everybody here chose darkness that was created from light because they're using mind energy. Many alien races are using that and doing that. People say, well, isn't there any good alien races out there? And I go, well, if the alien races know that there are alien races down here, dealing with people some way, taking their energy, taking the people that vanish, eating them, and stuff like that. And if those other races out there that you know about, like the Arcturians, the Andromedans, and all these other races, I won't get into a lot of them, but those are the main ones that people know about. They're in bed with the same situation because they know that the aliens are eating you. Are they selling you also, getting money for you on timelines, selling your bodies to these other alien races that do a lot more harm than they might be doing? So they're not innocent. So that's the whole thing. You know, if they were going to look after us like they claim they're doing, like the New Age movement or people think, the UFO people think that somehow Big Spacious is going to pop out of the sky and save everybody at some point, I wouldn't count on that, because why aren't they here now? And if they could do that, why aren't they doing it right now, this moment? What are they waiting for? And since they're still around, then that only means that they're owning what's happening here. Oh, be a sad situation. Back to you, Kathy.
Okay, thank you. And we're going back to the question for Terry now. She had the body jumpstart question. She wants, could you please clarify, Ron, about her purchasing this for her daughter, if she can run the clearing, all the five clearings for her daughter, if she purchases it for her, and how could she go about doing that for another person?
And you can do it for anybody you wish. Just buy the clearing for them, and then you're responsible at that point to run the clearings on your computer for that person. And they don't have to even know about it, because their spirit is working with the light chip, because the light chip created that spirit, and that's how the healings are working. You can do it with anybody you wish here. It'd probably be interesting to do it on a clone someday, just to see the effect on a clone. I'm sure that I've done it before. Nothing that comes to forefront right now, but I'm sure that I have done clone healings on clones that have had different problems and troubles. And I would have to, put into that clone body spirit in order to do that. Oh, and then the spirit, into the body, and then one to be with it, which is what everybody has here. We all have two spirits, body and the one in your heart center. Yeah, you could do that for anybody you wish. It makes no difference who and what they are. Just pay for it and have it in their name, and just do the clearing. You don't have to tell them, because a lot of people are going to be used to living in darkness, and they don't want to have light. They won't understand what you're talking about because the mind energy that they're used to believing in, which is a self-fulfilling prophecy, may tell them that they don't want to have it. You can do it for anybody you wish. The light is unevasive. There's a way of the energy. That's why I do a clearing to put you into the present moment here. All of a sudden, you realize that time has stopped and you're in bliss for so long that you forget about living life. That's the way that works. Back to you, Kathy.
Okay, and also, how about timeline crashes, Ron? It's come up here in the fast chat. Can you do them for other people, or you've often said it's better that they know about it or they're at least with you? Could you please clarify that?
I would say that'd be correct, yes. Uh-huh. But you could do that. You cannot do phone healing right now for anybody else. I did it for one person, but that was on a special occasion here. But typically, anybody who wants to know about that needs to come on the website and do it themselves. At least know about the website and to come on the conference calls in order to have the decloning process done. Because you have to become responsible and conscious and know what you're dealing with once everything is changing for you. Oh, back to you.
Okay, and that's what the true the timeline crash is also, correct?
Yes, uh-huh. But you can do a timeline crash for someone else. I don't see any problem with that. But you don't want to do a space-time one. The timeline, yes. Space-time, no.
Right, okay. And the price for the body jumpstart has been substantially reduced to $200. It's five clearings, so Ron has kindly extended that discount for a few more weeks. So it would probably be a good idea if you're thinking about buying it to jump on the body jumpstart discount. So thank you for that, Ron. And another question, too, from Ed that came up a little earlier is that once it was about when we were discussing spirit. If someone gets drunk or inebriated or, just goes out of their mind, does a spirit return once they're sober again?
Well, the spirit that got kicked out of your body, remember, you forced it out of your body by doing that. So that's the first thing. If entities came in and are living now where your spirit used to reside, that old song about boll weevils or something, got to find a home. If somehow this half the space of where your spirit used to be is not taken up by entities, remember, entities are stronger than your spirit because your spirit's very meek and mild and is in non-judgment. So if it'll see you saying, well, you wanted to bring these entities into you and they don't want me any longer, and so maybe only half of your spirit can come back into you. That's why if you look at people who smoke pot a lot, alcoholics are different. Alcoholics somehow kind of get out of it, and they don't have the glossed over eyes as much. But somebody who smokes pot, you can just tell by looking at them very obviously that they're no lights on nobody home. So that's the worst thing about people who are smoking pot is that, they're kicking their spirit out of their body. Once it leaves, it may not ever come back. Just look at anybody's eyes, if you can even get some film footage of maybe even, for instance, like Woodstock or something. Watch the audience. They did any shots of that or things like that. You can see that their eyes are all glossed over. And a lot of times, they're gone. Once that spirit leaves, they know enough to do entity work to get all these entities out of them. Oh, you remember, just having it for a short time can fill your body full of entities, and then your spirit can't come in. So you're forcing your spirit out of your body. You're actually doing that with your free will, free choice. Your spirit just goes along for the ride, and maybe it's walking outside of your body. And maybe you never talk to it anyway. It goes, what's the use? I got to live here now watching the body do what it's doing. Maybe the person is 20 years of age who's, turned out to be doper or something, you know, or maybe he's even on harder drugs and has to wait out a whole lifetime here until that body dies so it can leave here. It's just hanging out with nothing to do because it can't go into anybody else unless it goes into somebody who's in their soul family. Maybe a soul family member may take you in their body because your body cannot have the spirit in it. So remember, it's the choices that people make here, what they're choosing to do. And it's all a choice. Back to you, Kathy.
Thank you. Yes, and Ron, could you please clarify? You said we have two spirits, spirit body and spirit in the heart.
Yeah, you have one for your body. Your body has a spirit. Physical body has a spirit in it. And then you have your spirit that looks out of your eyes. And then you also have all these invisible bodies with you, emotional bodies, mental body, feeling body, you know, there's quite a few of those. You do have a spirit that makes the body alive and function. Back to you, Kathy.
Okay, and kind of new had a question. Are some races naturally more robotic than others?
Races of physical people here. I don't know about that.
I think you mean some cultures.
Yeah, I would probably say that could be true, but I can't put my finger on it. There are races that are more kicked back than other races. I watched a movie where, this is on Netflix, some guy went to Africa, going all around there in a car, and he had a banjo. He wanted to go there because I guess it's maybe not known, but maybe in the people who play banjos, that the banjo actually came out of Africa. He wanted to go there to show them how good he could play and stuff, you know, with their native instrument. So one particular area that he went to in Africa, they really played what they had. It looked different, really different, but it sounded similar, their instrument. And they were just so much hard energy. As he went through different races, different cultures in Africa, I guess I could put it that way, different locations, ended up with one that's kind of more Americanized, and they were playing the banjo, and it sounded okay, it sounded good, but not, you know, when I heard the original one, how much heart these Africans had, and they were probably in the, you know, basically, you know, in the middle of nowhere, and it was completely different, where it was just very, very peaceful and gentle and heart-based energy versus, you know, being 100 miles an hour, full speed ahead, out of mind energy. But that particular, what word to use there? They're still Africans, but that culture in the African culture was really heart-based. You take that energy and you switch it over and compare that, we'll say, to where the technology comes from, which is mainly probably out of Germany, we'll say. That's why all the scientists were either, German or possibly even some Jewish people were involved with the different things. But most of it seemed to be the stuff like with World War II. A lot of those scientists came over here. So you're looking at two different races. We'll just say the Germans are mined completely. They invent things. Where, you know, and, you know, that African little tribe was hard energy. Anyway, that's sort of the way I would look at it. What is their attributes? How do they live their life? The different particular races of people live here. There's probably a difference according to the original alien race that brought them down here, what they gave them. Typically, you can look at the Europeans as trying to conquer everything. You can get back in time and just see what's happened to the planet here. That's, you know, the alien agenda is to conquer and control. Oh, back to you, Kathy.
Okay, thanks for that. Do we have time for one more question?
Yeah, looks like we got to get off at 55 till, so, or after, I mean. So
okay.
We got maybe 4 or 5 minutes left to go.
Okay, here's a quick question, I think. Is it possible for children to put a jinx, let's say a curse or spell, on other people?
Oh, easily, yeah. But they don't. You don't have to know anything to do this. You just have to know how to connect to the energy. Not to be, you know, anybody at any age could do that if they were to connect to the energy pool that will grant them favors. So, yes. So, you know, a young child could pray to God to have maybe one of their neighbors beat them up. So they go home and they sit next to their bed and they are praying to God to have this person hurt. Well, right away. Well, some energy can connect to them and cause that other person harm. Yes, it doesn't matter how old you are or what happens. They can use the energy just like anyone else. The ones that have the most power here, we'll say, are the ones that have been taught. So, and stuff has been passed down through their genetic line from one person to the next. That could be a very dangerous deal with that person, you know. They know how to work that energy because they're instructed how to do it from their mother or father, how they have it, and then pass it off to their children. So, yes, all they're using is an energy pool that they know how to connect to. Back to you.
How would this person, who may be the parent of this child, possibly help this child, you know, to rectify this misuse of energy?
Well, you really can't rectify it, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Because the person's already hooked up, and you're probably already hooked up. I would go on the dark side practitioner and put your own name in there. So, you know, if you're talking about your daughter who, say, is like 10 years of age and you see them doing some chants or something to cause harm to somebody, then by all means, get on the dark side practitioner and put their name in, get that energy taken off of them. And when you go into the dark side practitioner clearing, you need to do it, you know, maybe probably 3 or 4 times, you know. Do it until it starts feeling better for you. Get this energy connection away from you. Once you hook it up, then they want to use you. You know, you can't say, no, I only did it once. That's good enough for me. I don't want to do it anymore. You're hooked up to that energy. They will use you. Maybe you might wake up some night feeling drained and tired because somebody on the other side of the planet connected into you, your energy, because you're hooked up to the energy pool. Wonder why your life isn't working too well. Because you took your free will, free choice to do that. So, yeah, but the dark side practitioner is designed for that. And then from there, whoever you did that energy work on, then you probably want to go into the curse of sex or spell one because you did that to a person. They did it to a person. So, you know, go into there to get it off of you and them. So those two clearings are up there just for that. You just can't do them one time. And just keep doing it until you feel like it's resolved. You know, you want to do it probably for couple of weeks, I would guess, a couple times a day at least. So back to you, Kathy.
That sounds very helpful, Ron, and I want to thank everyone for their questions today. And Ron did mention the live conference calls that he offers. These are for healing and removal of our densities for ascension preparation. The conference calls are held Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday for about an hour at 5:30 p.m. Pacific, and cost $20 each. Absentee attendance can be requested in advance or at the time of the conference. You can sign up and pay through the creationlightship.com website at the top of the page where it says special weekly clearings. So that's all I have to say tonight. But thank you so much for everything tonight, Ron. And good night, everyone.
Good night, everyone. Thank you, Kathy. Thank you, Larry, for calling. And What I'll do is a clearing here as we sign off. We got maybe half a minute or so, so we'll bring in some peace energy. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, everybody, in our next BBS program here, will be on Wednesday at 7 o'clock Pacific. Station 1. Thank you.